Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenn the Outlaw here. It is Wednesday, hump day, July 29, 2020, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. You're probably eating lunch right now at Wauchula's brand new Taco Bell, so while you're munching down, let's get to crunching down with your news. Your local news: the Polk County Sheriff's Office Traffic Homicide Unit responded to a two-vehicle crash the evening of Tuesday, July 28th, in Winter Haven. The crash killed 35-year-old Michael Sweet of Winter Haven, who was driving a 1999 blue Chevrolet Ventura van. Sweet's van was struck head-on in his lane by a truck driven by a drug dealer on federal probation. The at-fault vehicle was a 2019 black Chevy Silverado pickup driven by 36-year-old George Paisano Jr. of Bartow. A 10-year-old child was a passenger in the vehicle. Neither Paisano nor the child were wearing seatbelts. Neither suffered serious injuries. Paisano was arrested and charged with DUI, manslaughter, DUI with property damage, and child neglect. Paisano's criminal history includes 19 felonies and 17 misdemeanors. Paisano is also on federal probation for drug trafficking. Paisano, the ringleader of a large-scale drug trafficking organization, was federally charged and sentenced on March 30, 2011, to 20 years in federal prison, followed by 10 years of probation. Paisano did not serve his full 20 years. Instead, he was released to probation on August 16, 2019. Shout-outs to Chief Eason and the Wauchula Police Department. Just to give those concerned for Ronnie an update, they have a suspect and have interviewed him. However, kind-hearted Ronnie does not want to press charges since he knows he instigated the attack. They were not given a name, and the case will be closed. Thank you very much, Chief John Eason. The Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services says they received more than 650 reports of the seeds being mailed to homes in Florida. If you have received any seeds or jewelry in your mailbox coming from China Post or anything from China, do not plant them, do not open them. Instead, if you have received a package, contact 888-397-1517. Once again, 888-397-1517. Rosa Maria Sanchez Beto has two local warrants, one for neglect of a child without great harm and one for failure to appear for petty theft. If you know of any information regarding her, contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144 or contact Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS, 1-800-226-8477, and you may be eligible to receive a reward. Anonymous tips can also be submitted on the Hardy County Sheriff mobile app. Your local events, 102.1 FM and 1310 AM, WAUC will host their First Responder Appreciation Day broadcast, brought to you by Keepers of the Peace. You're invited to join the show by calling 863-773-WAUC, 863-773-9282. It is a show expressing our appreciation to the men and women that are our local first responders. For more information, contact 863-773-9282 or email 1021theoutlaw@gmail.com or Timothy Staton, STATON, safety@gmail.com. Your Hardy County Jobs Gulf Coast Supply and Manufacturing is looking for a production manager. You must have an associate's degree or appropriate level of education and experience, proven practical implementation of the LEAN manufacturing methodology, 2 to 5 years supervisory experience in a manufacturing environment, and experience managing in an environment with a large number of SKU codes. iSpecialist of Mid-Florida is looking for an optical assistant. You must have a high school diploma or GED, proficient computer skills, the ability to solve problems, an attention to detail, a working knowledge of Medicare and Medicaid, excellent communication skills, and be team-oriented. And Parkview Pre-K and Prep Academy is looking for an elementary teacher. You must have a bachelor's degree and 1 year of teaching and classroom experience. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The 2020 census is here, and Hardy County is still needing to respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office and the Wachula Police Department remind everyone to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. or earlier to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well. Don't forget to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy M-I-D-D-A-Y, at gmail.com. Please remember to attach any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly help us out when we pull information to read on the air for you. Coming up next, a look at your sports news, plus business news and the weather. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expected delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wachula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wachula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
Let's talk about our current reality. You're staying at home a lot right now, and there's never been a better time to avoid people. Lee Michael here with First National Bank of Wachula. Whether you like it or not, standing in line at the bank with other human beings does not seem like a great idea at the moment. Instead, you should be using our mobile banking app from your phone or our online banking service from your computer. Right? I mean, there's no personal contact, and we need to avoid crowds anyway. First National Bank is here to help. Nearly anything you can do at the bank, you can do from our digital platforms. You can check your balance, deposit a check, even pay bills with our bill pay. So, while you're hunkering down, let us bring the banking to you. You simply use your phone or computer to access your accounts and do your business. Give us a call at 863-773-4136 and we'll be glad to help. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. This weather last updated 10:55 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather clear, temperature 82 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point 75.2 degrees Fahrenheit. Relative humidity 79%. Heat index 89. Winds variable at 3.5 miles an hour. Visibility 10 miles. And the altimeter read 30.14 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 8:17 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, partly sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms thunderstorms in the morning, then scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s. Southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance of rain 50%. Heat index readings 100 to 105. Tonight, partly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms early in the evening, then isolated showers and thunderstorms late in the evening. Lows in the mid-70s, light winds, chance of rain 30%. Thursday, mostly sunny in the morning, then partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-90s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour in the morning, becoming light. Chance of rain 20%. Heat index readings 102 to 107. And Thursday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing. Lows in the mid-70s with light winds. That is your 102.1 The Outlaw weather report and forecast brought to you by the great folks of the National Weather Service. Now let's go on to your sports news.
With S-Red Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Benches cleared Tuesday night of the first game between the Astros and Dodgers since it was revealed that Houston stole signs en route to a 2017 World Series championship that came at L.A.'s expense. The fracas occurred after Dodgers reliever Joe Kelly threw high and tight pitches to Astros star Alex Bregman and Carlos Correa in the sixth inning. The Dodgers led 5-2 after a five-run fifth when Kelly, who was with Boston in 2017, had also faced Houston in that postseason, threw behind Bregman for ball four. Order was restored after a couple of minutes. Afterwards, Kelly was asked about verbal exchanges with the Astro players from the mound.
With the no fans here, it's easy to hear some stuff. So it is what it is.
The Dodgers' 5-2 lead ended up being the final. Other interleague finals from Tuesday. Toronto 5, Washington 1, Tampa Bay 5, Atlanta 2, the New York Mets 8-3 over the Red Sox, Minnesota 6, St. Louis 3, Arizona 4, Texas 1, Colorado 8, Oakland 3. This is Esser in Sports. In the American League, Carlos Santana had a three-run homer as Cleveland beat the White Sox 5-3 to complete a doubleheader sweep Tuesday night. The Indians won the first game 4-3. A four-run third inning gave Detroit a 4-3 win over Kansas City. The LA Angels topped Seattle 10-3. In the National League, Javier Baez homered twice, doubled, and scored in the Cubs' 8-5 win over Cincinnati. It was Pittsburgh 8, Milwaukee 6, San Diego 5, San Francisco 3. The Miami Marlins are off the rest of the week.
Major League Baseball has temporarily suspended the Miami Marlins season through Sunday due to their worsening coronavirus outbreak. And the three remaining games in this week's New York Yankees-Phillies series were also postponed because of virus worries. I'm Shelley Adler.
Defensive end Joey Bosa has agreed to a five-year contract extension with the L.A. Chargers worth a reported $135 million over 5 years. New Minnesota Vikings defensive tackle Michael Pierce has opted out of the 2020 season because of concerns over the coronavirus. With us in sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And now to the business news and stock market report.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm George Bonzani. President Trump hails a new $765 million loan to Eastman Kodak so the company will begin producing up to 25% of the active chemical ingredients required for generic drugs.
Using advanced manufacturing techniques, Kodak will also make the key starting materials that are the building blocks for many drugs in a manner that is both cost competitive and environmentally safe.
The Fed's next policy moves will be announced today, with Chairman Powell likely to address the limits of the Fed's lending powers compared with Congress's spending powers. The CARES Act deadline looms Friday, with the House Democrats proposing a $3 trillion relief bill compared with the Senate Republican $1 trillion version. Wall Street closed down yesterday, S&P down 21, Dow down 205, NASDAQ down 134. With SRN Business, I'm George Bonzani.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. They're the best place to put your money. Your motivational quote for the day: laugh a lot, it burns a lot of calories. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.